Yeah. Fourth parak of parah, fourth mission. Kol ha'asukim v'parah mitchila la'tzoif v'tamim v'godim u'poyslim o'yisim v'malocha. All the people that are involved in the parah, from the beginning to the end, their garments are tamei. Not only they tamei, the garments become tamei, and also they do malocha while they were working on the parah, they will passel it. Ira b'psul b'shritasa. If the shchita was not a good shchita, then nothing happened, and it doesn't have the effect of also being matama. If psul was done when he was mazed adam opposite the Beis Hamikdash, opposite the Kodesh Kodoshim, the ones who were involved in the shchita, everything that was done before this hazaya, still are tameh, because bet chelik of the korban was done mekashrus. So the achar psula ain't a matam korban. Anything happened after that point, since now it's a possible paraduma, it's not matam anymore. Name's the chumra kula. The fact that it's a chumra that it's possible is makel on the tuma. Loilam loilam ba. One is always moil in the paraduma. Umavim ba eitze. Umavim ba eitze. Yeah. You could add more wood to it. This is the middle of a sentence. So all these things of there's a me'ila, and you can add wood till it becomes ashes. Once it's ashes, then that's the end of it. And it's also there's no more me'ila after that point of time. Maaseh b'yom, the ma'is of the paradum has to be done in the daytime with a koyin. With a koyin. Malocha b'selzba achitasa eifa, anybody involved in the process still turns into ashes. If he does a malocha at the time he's involved in the paraduma, then the pasul said also malocha b'selzba mayim achitaleno esa eifa. The water that was drawn for it also, if he does malocha while he's involved with the water, it'll pasul the water until he puts it into the ashes. That was the ashes and the water have to be without any malachas. Once you put the ashes into the water, then that's the end of that period of time.